Can you hear me? Okay. So the first one is, I've eased my grip. I had grown to understand man draws his path with his own hand. And so, with pride, I drew each line and thought the hand that drew was mine. But now I know there is something more that I had not cared to weigh before. Oh, I have learned a lot. Since then, I've eased my grip upon my pen. Okay. The next one is called My Mind. My mind has given birth to me. Today it writes my destiny. It paints my world. It is my eye. It is my laughter and my sigh. It binds me or it sets me free. Today, each day, it writes my destiny. It clouds my thought. It makes me blind. What kind of tyrant is this mind? And am I such a senseless fool that I let this tyrant rule? Could I then reverse this fate if I let it write, but I dictate? Thank you. The next one is called My Inner Voice. Calls and voices from all sides. I cannot help my outward gaze. Messages from everywhere. I'm lost in a sensory maze. When all the while, insistently, my inner voice says, hear me. As I read every text and word, as I take in every sound, my inner voice is barely heard. Its urgent call to me is drowned. As I try to see the world of friends I cannot see, the one I'm closest to is lost. Its open doors are closed by me. I shut it out, but absently, to better hear the outer world. In the clutter, in the noise, I fail to hear my inner voice. Because I craved a million smiles, because I chose a million guides, my inner voice gives up all hope, afraid of me, in silence hides. Thank you. It takes a village. It takes a village to raise a child. Where could it be? I wished to learn. I asked a curious ancient chap. He shook his head, gave me a map, and said, good luck, find it if you can. At last, I found that town to see deserted streets and market lanes. No elders under the banyan trees, but broken doors and window panes. Weeds in the field, all growing wild. So I left the town and took a turn. I questioned another passing man with a searching look and a restless pace and worry written on his face. He vaguely said, aren't you aware? Today, that village is the internet. I did not know of its virtual snare and its vast, expansive spider web. I have lost my child in there, and he does not wish to come back yet. Is there one more? Okay. My heart. I could carry my heart on my shoulder next, on my back, or maybe even in my hand. Of what use are these layers of skin, fat, muscle, bone, if they cannot protect this organ hidden deep in my core, so delicate, so vulnerable, so often the prized target and so easily injured? And the next poet will be Shirley Stevens. Oh, she's reading this. Okay. So the next poet is Judy Yoggman.